Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, Steve, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was our special guest last hour. Again, outstanding job.
Yes, sir.
Interview with him, the plan he's laid out with Kamala Harris for, black people, all of that. I mean,
I just find the plan to be something that I haven't heard come from a presidential candidate.
Bottom line, 41 days to vote, please.
Oh, God, it's too close.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I am trying to get away from my wife. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 51-year-old male who is currently going through a divorce. I was married for 28 years, and we have both committed adultery and done things in our marriage that I'm not proud of. She has degraded me and humiliated me as a man for years. We have two teenagers, and initially they both asked to the judge to live with me, and they stopped talking to their mom. It's a roller coaster lately, and I never know what kind of foolishness my wife will come up with. She calls me often to beg me for sex and tells me it will fix our marriage. The very next day, she comes by and throws eggs at my car. I have tried to date, but she's always lurking, and she stalked my last girlfriend's social media page and left nasty comments. She took pictures of me and another girl and posted them on her Facebook page and called me a cheater. Our mutual friends know we're legally separated and getting a divorce, so they try not to engage her in conversations about me. In all of this craziness, my 17-year-old daughter has started to feel sorry for her mother, and she's talking to her again and allowing her to poison her mind against me. This marriage has been broken for years, and she has walked out on me and our kids on numerous occasions. So I can't believe my daughter can even entertain her. I am trying to get away from my wife, and my daughter is pulling her back in. How can I get her to see that her mom is unfit so she will stop being fooled by her? Please advise. Listen, that's not your fight, okay? And what you should be concerned with right now at all, your daughter will eventually see. I mean, young people always do. You know, it takes some life experience, of course. Keep in mind that no matter what you say about your wife right now, whatever you and your wife are going through, that's still her mother, okay? You got to remember that. And she loves her mother, period. I say don't talk against your mother to the children. Don't do that. You have two daughters. Please don't do that because that won't turn out in your favor, I don't think. That'll just make them get closer to the mom like she's doing already. She's starting to feel sorry for her. And I don't think they need any help from you, Dad. If your wife is as bad as you say she is, then concentrate on the divorce and your new life, you know, once you're free, moving forward. It's not surprising at all, I don't think, that your daughter is conflicted and feeling differently about her mom. I just think divorce is so hard on families and especially the kids. Your daughter's whole world has changed. So I'm sure she's just as hurt and confused as you are and more so. So just be her dad and not that person who's talking badly about her mom or anything like that. Don't do that. You have way more important things to do. I would really like to hear your wife's side of the story and why she cheated. You said you guys both cheated on each other. So, you know, you left a few things out of this letter, but we get it. You're sick and tired and you want out. Okay, but seems like your daughter's pulling in. So concentrate on getting this divorce since that's what you want to do. Steve?
This letter has a lot in it. Mm-hmm. 51-year-old dude going through divorce, been married for 28 years. Now, then he says, we've both committed adultery and done things in our marriage that I'm not proud of. Well, okay, let's just get to this line right here. Okay, you both committed adultery. But then I think what you are saying is that you've done something in you all's marriage that I'm not proud of. Then you turn around and say she's degraded me and humiliated me as a man for years. And why is that? See, I always try to look at both sides. Mm-hmm. Now, what it seems to me like is that you've done a lot, man, over these 28 years. Stuff you're not proud of. Now, you want to talk about, accentuate the part where she's humiliated you as a man. Y'all got these two teenagers. Now, you say this. This is a smart piece of letter I want to point out. Initially, they both asked the judge to live with me, and they stopped talking to their mom. That's what you wanted out of this letter. Oh, but it's a roller coaster lately. And you don't never know what kind of foolishness your wife gonna come up with. See, wife gonna come up with. See, that's another part in the letter we gotta accentuate. My wife, he said it. She calls me often to beg me for sex and tells me it will fix our marriage. Then the very next day, she come by and throw eggs at my car. I've tried to date, but she's always lurking. And she stalked my last girlfriend's social media page and left nasty comments. Your last girlfriend, you tried to date. How long y'all been separated, man? And where you stay? She driving by throwing eggs? What? What? Dog, it's a lot in this letter, man. It's a lot to unpack in this letter that you're saying and not saying.
That's right.
And so now, I have some questions for you when I come back, too, brother.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject of today's letter, I am trying to get away from my wife. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter subject. I am trying to get away from my wife.
Well, if you are a dog, that's a lot of people. So there's a lot of people perked up doing this letter reading right here because the subject alone, I'm trying to get away from my wife. After this COVID and quarantine, I can't tell you how many people could have wrote this letter. Now, you talking about how both y'all have committed adultery, done things in your marriage you're not proud of. She done degraded you and humiliated you as a man, but you did something to her. Mm-hmm. You done committed adultery and you've done some things you're not proud of. Y'all got two teenage daughters. Now, initially, They both asked the judge to live with me, and they stopped talking to their mom. But it's a roller coaster. You don't ever know what type of foolishness my wife will come up with. See, here's your whole problem, dog. Y'all still married. And this little separation you got, you obviously y'all not separated far enough. She calls me often, beg me for sex, and tell me to fix our marriage. Very next day, she comes by and throw eggs at my car. Now, you didn't say you don't have sex with her.
Right. No, thank you.
See,
yeah,
see, that ain't what you said.
Yeah.
Then you put her out. Now she want to come by and throw eggs at the house.
You ain't telling us everything.
See, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's a lot missing in this. Oh, yeah. I have tried to date, but you still married. I have tried to date, but she's always lurking, and she stalked my last girlfriend's social media page and left nasty comments. Because y'all old, y'all ass don't know how social media works. Now, your last girlfriend, you trying to date, and you still married. Boy, she took pictures of me and another girl and posted them on Facebook page and called me a cheater. Bruh, if you're still married, and she see you with somebody, and you just called her your wife, when she posts a picture, it is that of a cheater, dog, because technically you still married, and she knows that. Now, your mutual friends know you're legally separated and getting a divorce, so they try not to engage her in conversation. How long you been separated, dog? Because you done had one girlfriend, and you keep trying to date, and it ain't working. And she's steady coming by. Now, in all this craziness, my 17-year-old daughter just started to feel sorry for her mother, and she's talking to her again and allowing her to poison her mind against me. First of all, she crazy. She shouldn't be talking against you. But it's her mother, like Shirley say, it's her mother. That's a bond that you shouldn't really want to see broken. This marriage has been broken for years, and she's walked out on me and our kids on numerous occasions. So I can't believe my daughter can even entertain her. It's her mother. What the hell are you not getting about this, man? I am trying to get away from my wife. Dog, leave. You can get away from them. The kids can't. Dog, you ain't trying that damn hard. You want to stay round the corner, run your life. Dog, get the divorce. And my daughter is pulling her back in. Wait a minute. Your daughter is pulling your wife back in? Bruh, you blaming everybody for this but yourself. How can I get her to see that her mom is unfit so she will stop being fooled by her? Shirley's absolutely right, man. You got to stop bad-mouthing this woman to your daughter, because that only allows her to bad-mouth you to the daughter also. So y'all in a bad-mouthing contest. Both of y'all wrong for that. You adults, you act childish. You're throwing eggs and stuff. You're screwing. You're staying around the corner. You want your baby to be on your side. Quit talking to your mama. Who the hell go to their child want them to quit talking to their mother? Man, come on, bro. Bro, this letter got so much wrong with it. All seem like in this letter he really want is for his daughter to quit talking to her mother.
That's it, yeah.
That's her only fix. He ain't looking for nothing else. How can I get her to see that her mom is unfit? Dog, you want these daughters to grow up with somebody you're calling unfit?
That's crazy.
That don't make no sense, dog. You can't do for them what they mother can. Now, she might not be a fit wife, but that don't make her unfit mother. But the things y'all did to each other could be the reason that caused her to leave both of y'all. You said you committed adultery into both of y'all. She might have left to commit adultery because you had committed adultery. We don't know. I don't like the letter no more.
I want to hear the wife's side, yeah.
Damn, this right here. I'm trying to talk to a dude ain't even on the phone. All these lies and stuff in this letter. Man, got no time for that.
I know.
They're doing it. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, they are. We get that part. You're right. They are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says the marriage has been broken for years, Steve. She walked out on him and the kids numerous times. And he's, I guess, mad at the daughter because the daughter still wants to have, you know, communication with the wife, with her mother. And why not?
It's like you said, Shirley, it's her mother.
Yeah.
You're going to have moments like this. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. It's her mother. man, you know, look, I done been through a divorce before. You can't badmouth the woman publicly. Mm-hmm. You can't do that to each other. You know, however I feel is still their mother.
Right.
That's true.
Right. And I got to let that happen.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to move on. Get the divorce. Listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll have Junior Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.